It's 4 minutes past nine. The Chris Moyle Show. Bam, 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 bam. International Radio. All right, let's bring in my main man, Kelly Jones, yeah? Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics.
Morning.
Here he is in his brown leather jacket, which is black.
Hello. Well, it is brown.
Hello, Kelly.
How are you? Today, Chris.
What time do you have to get up in the morning to make sure your hair is all nice and done?
I don't know.
How long does it take to do your hair in the morning?
Just stand upside down for a bit.
Very nice. What, like a bat?
Like a bat.
I like that.
A Welsh bat.
Very nice.
How are you?
I am.
How's your head?
Huh?
How's your head?
My head?
You were in the state Thursday, weren't you?
No, Thursday I was fine.
No, what? You weren't.
I heard you were flying on Thursday.
I was not.
You were. Your missus was even worse, Dave.
Oh, no, yeah.
Thursday I was good.
That was good.
By the way, Jody says thanks for coming on Saturday to his birthday drinks and he hopes you had a good time.
Yeah. Well, after the state of you on Thursday, before I give it a miss.
Yeah, whatever.
Just wash my hair.
You're big lightweight. Well, that takes about 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, new album.
Yeah.
Very nice. And loads of promotion for it.
Oh, yeah, massively.
Have we?
Yeah, have you not seen?
What?
You not seen Ronnie Wood?
Ronnie Wood, loving
the album. I saw
that
in the paper this morning, yeah. It's very nice, isn't it?
Ronnie Wood holding up a picture, a big poster, with the Stereophonics new album on it.
Him and his girlfriend, her out of tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Free plug, eh?
Album good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, eh?
I like that.
I like it.
I like that.
Very nice. How are you?
What?
How are the Welsh people treating you?
Very good. Mm. All the Welsh people love my voice, they do.
Do they?
That's starting to go again.
It's Dave last week, weren't we?
Huh?
It's Dave they don't like.
It's Dave they don't like.
He calls them funny names like hillfolk and stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
No,
terrible,
Dave. I was misquoted talking about hillfolk, and I meant... Do you know what? I'm not even going to say it again, because I'm going to have trouble again.
Somebody texted in saying, is Kelly one of the hillfolk that you refer
He's
to?
He's not
Dave?
One of the hillfolk.
Oh... Am I?
Well, you are from the valleys, though, aren't you?
I am from the valleys, yeah.
Are you from the valleys, you see? Mm-hmm.
There's a few hills there.
There's a few mountains.
Yeah.
And a few hills in the valleys. Not I tell it.
Are we Indian again?
No, that was good, that was.
Well, two nans and a grandpa.
You can't do Welsh.
You
can't do Welsh accent.
Even though my first language is Welsh and I come from Wales, when I try and sound Welsh, I sound Indian.
Do you speak any Welsh, Kelly?
No.
Nothing
Shemai.
At all?
Shemai.
Arav. Shemai.
Siarad Cymraeg.
Pen Blwy Apus.
No, I don't know.
Right.
You do, though. You do it well.
Radio Cymru.
You were doing Birmingham as well the other night.
Cardiff International.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, I was. I'm very talented.
I don't remember a lot
after you turned up. But but it was fine.
I can remind you if you want.
Kelly had a great... Do you want to tell everyone what you were doing on Thursday when we went to the pub?
Before you went to the pub? Before I went to the pub, we were... Myself and young Adam, who plays the guitar in the band with us. We had to go to find a couple of model dancer type girls.
Were you auditioning then?
He was auditioning model dancers.
Yeah, well, viewing really.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, viewing, yeah.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
Viewing with a view to what?
They might be joining us in the show tonight for a song.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's doing a version of Nick Kershaw, Dancing Girl.
I imagine you doing like the Robert Palmer track with them
to love.
Sort of sashaying in the background.
They'd have less on than that though, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Dirty boy.
Yeah.
So gig tonight. I wasn't sure if it was a secret gig tonight or what. It's a little tiny venue for you.
Yeah. Electric Ballroom.
Mm.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
In Camden, which is a tiny little venue.
Great venue.
Yeah. I haven't been there.
Good. Have you never played there?
No.
It's a good venue.
Never played there. You coming down? Are you washing your hair?
I'm washing my hair tonight.
Yeah, I thought so.
After the state you were in on the Saturday.
You on a diet?
Yeah. What? I don't need to diet. Don't you start? Dizzy Rascal doing the same thing.
What did he say that?
He would say, you know, he said that
you look like Bo Selector in your hat.
I don't know.
I like the hat.
Thank you very much.
Oh, looks all right. What's the badge on the front?
It's...
Texaco. Is that a flower?
No, it's a badge for the designer.
For what? Have you got your own clothing company?
Who's the designer?
It's Vivian Westwood.
Is it?
Yeah, don't go on about it. Why are you laughing?
Is it Vivian Westwood?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
That's how he rolls.
I know. I was going to say, you've changed, though.
I have, yeah.
Looks how good. Much is one of them cost?
Does it matter?
Roughly.
Does it matter?
Roughly.
Did you get it for free?
No, I bought it on Saturday.
Was it how much? I'd be interested to know, actually.
Do you want to have a guess?
Yeah.
Have a guess.
60 quid.
40 quid.
No.
More than 60?
More than 60 quid for
a hat?
for a beanie hat.
Are you serious?
All those license plates out there.
No, it's my money.
Was it more than 100?
No, it wasn't more than 100.
£90 for a hat.
It wasn't 90, it was 70 quid.
70 quid for a beanie hat.
It's worth it.
How much is, now watch this, how much is your leather jacket?
I had it given to me.
Right, okay, well, fine.
£70 for a beanie hat.
Yeah, but it's a nice hat.
It is a good hat.
70?
Yes. Anyway, look, I don't want to talk about my hat. I want to talk about anything but...
That's astonishing.
Yeah, but do I look good?
You do look good.
Thank you very much.
But you could look the same in a normal beanie hat that doesn't have...
No, I won't, because you know that other one I've got, that one you don't like, you take the mickey out of me where I wear it, whereas this, it's lovely. Feel the quality. It's very nice. So, you know...
Should be for 70 quid.
What?
I was going to say.
Should be for 70 quid.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it comes in a box.
Do you wear that?
With a little bag.
Did you check that out with you as well?
What?
I don't
bring the hat bag, no.
No.
I've left that in the box at home. No, you know...
The bag would look good. You walk into Elland Road with that little bag with you, don't you?
No.
Yeah.
And then you could take your hat off and put it in the
hat
box.
Off. Pull it on for half time.
Hey, Leeds fans wear a very expensive club. You always see them wearing the Stone Island and whatnot.
Yeah.
That ain't cheap, you know.
But they don't spend 70 quid on a bobble hat.
It's not a bobble hat.
They don't spend 70 quid on a player.
Hey, big game on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
You're going to be watching that?
We're doing all right, yeah.
Well, are you around Tuesday night?
Tuesday night. I am around Tuesday night.
Are we going to watch it?
We're either going to watch it at mine or we're going to watch it in the boozer. I can't yet decide.
I am around Tuesday night, yeah.
Can we watch the game?
I'd love to watch
it. I've got a pass Tuesday.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's your turn to get drunk this
week. Yeah, isn't it just, you know.
I was sitting next to you and Mrs. as you were texting.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I didn't know you were texting, but Geordie said, Dave's texting.
Well, because the thing was...
Are you right enough, Dave? I'm with you.
The thing was...
It's time to go home.
I was trying to get in touch with her. Her phone ran out. I would have thought in that circumstance, the polite thing would have been to let me know
exactly.
That her phone ran out.
And she's okay.
I was worried about her.
Exactly.
So I had to then get hold of Jodie to say, will you get Jane to call us? Blah, blah, blah.
Dave needed to know, you know, when she was coming back so he could get rid of the three girls from Girls Aloud that he had around that night.
Do you have them around the house, do you?
Well...
Did you?
Yeah.
Three of them? What happened to the other two?
Well, they couldn't make it. They were gone doing a promo tour.
Anyway, look, let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Last November, the Stereophonics released their greatest hits collection. And if you got the deluxe edition, it had Bank Holiday Monday on.
You did.
Which I fell into that mistake when I got it. I was listening, I put it on the car.
Yeah.
Thinking, Bank Holiday Monday, that'll sound cracking, driving up the M1. Track 1, that's not it. Track 2, that's not it. Track 17, that's not it. Track 45, where the hell is that? Then it ran out.
I know.
But it's on the deluxe.
It's on the deluxe, yeah.
I like that, you see.
I know, sorry, we couldn't fit on the other one.
Kelly's also given us permission. I don't want to give anything away, but Kelly's given us permission to do a parody of one of the Stereophonics tracks.
So I believe. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have.
Now, are you going to sing
on
it?
You sent me the lyrics.
I wrote a bit for you.
I like the lyrics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You going to come and sing a bit? Come on.
Yeah, you asked me that on Thursday.
I know.
Did you say no then as well?
I can't remember.
I said yes to anything on Thursday. I've got a picture of him with his head in my lap.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, let's not talk about Thursday. I wasn't that bad on Thursday, was
he? He was.
Yeah, all right.
Your missus even said to you, have you peaked before me? I better take you home.
It was very good.
It was good.
Although, I missed out the last round. I didn't have one in the last one. That was very good.
So when's this happen?
Well, we're going to start recording it very shortly.
Are you?
Yeah. good.
We got the opening track, are we?
Yeah.
I say we as a collective we.
It will be the Stereophonics opening the album, pretty sure.
Uh-huh. So the idea is the schedule
and
is...
And it's a track we've never done before, so we've never played it on the air. It's exclusive album track only, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So today you do the photos for the album cover, and then on Wednesday we start recording music.
That's right. Now, you're an experienced...
Is that the right way to do it? You've obviously done this many, many times.
What, do the album cover before the album?
No. I mean, obviously you know what the procedure is in terms of recording an album and getting it all finished in the shop. Is it normal to do the album artwork before you've recorded any music whatsoever?
Not really,
no.
But, you know, first way you roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got Vivian Westwood hats, he can do this.
Oh, leave my hat alone. I haven't been shopping for, like... ages, you know, so I treat Miss N to a hat.
It's a nice tracky top, though.
See, yeah, thanks. I got that the other week as well, but, you know.
Nice.
Because I've lost a lot of weight. I had to buy some new clothes, and I saw this hat, and I didn't buy it, and I was back again at the weekend and thought, do you know what? I'll treat Miss N, Allard.
Mm.
I'll treat Miss N to an hat.
You've explained that one to me. It means you treat... No, you gave yourself a little treat.
Treated yourself. Well, yeah, when you say it, it sounds a bit funny, but yeah.
I trek mesen.
Trek yourself.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a foreign word. I trek mesen. Yeah?
Mm.
All right.
That northern thing?
Yeah.
That's northern thing, that, isn't it? I tell you that.
You got right. That Indian bloke again, yeah, right.
This is what Kelly's in for. Got the first play.
We're going to play the new Stereophonics single from the Stereophonics, featuring Kelly on the vocals. Have you written this?
I have.
Did you write it on your own?
I did.
Yeah, you don't get the rest of the band involved. They'll only mess it up. You know. Plus, you know, it's less money. You know how it works.
You do.
This is from the. I'm very generous with the writing credit. I've rewritten your track. You get writing credit. You little git. Anyway, sorry. Here is the new Stereophonics song. This is called Innocent. Oh, I like it already. Have you heard this yet, Dave?
No.
Oh, it sounds like this. There you go. Now, that little machine which registered the beginning of songs now thinks we played it 3 times. Get in.
Does it?
I don't know. Stereophonics. Once again, I'm going to talk over the intro because people will stick it on the internet. So if you're listening to this and legally downloaded, hi, I'm Chris Moyles from the Chris Moyles
Home
Show.
Home taping is killing music.
Yeah, buy the album, you cheapskates. Here it is. Can't see where there's sound in your eyes. Let's get some zip hop in this, Dave.
You'll catch yourself, be careful. I've told you, if you're gonna do it.
Gilsey the Trucker says classic Stereophonics, great track. Stereophonics are amazing, love it, says Lee in Stafford. Love it, love it, love it, says Tara. When are they next coming to Brighton? Last time I had a baby the day before and I'd stand at the back. The day before?
I'm.
That's what you want. The day after having a baby, that's what you want to do is go see a Stereophonics gig and stand at the back.
Well, bring it on, won't it?
Yeah. And if you got tickets to see them tonight at the Electric Ballroom in Camden, you'll have a good show. I went to see the Stereophonics at an equally small venue a few years back. And afterwards, or the next night, or a few days later, whenever, Kelly goes, did you enjoy the gig? I saw you. And I'm like, what do you mean you saw me? He goes, I saw you stood at the back.
Where was that? Was I there?
Oh, it's the garage.
Is that where it was? Yeah, yeah. Near the roundabout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Highbury, North London.
Well, yeah. That's because we just parked around the corner. Very easy. It's good. Yeah. Anyway, I like that. Stereophonics, that. Innocent. Very good.
Thank you very much.
It's got that stereophonic sound.
Yeah. It was funny,
it's weird, isn't it, coming from the Stereophonics?
See, when I do that on the album, I don't know whether I should just try and sing it like Kelly or not. So, do you know what? I probably won't try. I'll just do Rod Stewart, not Sam Pop on, so I'll be fine. Oh, you gotta love it. Yeah. So the rest of the band all right?
Aye, in bed.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Because you do all the hard work, they just sit on their asses. You write the songs, you promote it all. Maybe you pay him a wage.
A wage?
No royalties, just a wage.
No, it's a family love.
Well, you take all the PRS.
No, I don't actually.
The Greatest Hits Collection, Decade in the Sun.
Yeah.
Which I thought, when he told me about that album originally, he went, we got a new album coming out, Decade in the Sun. I went, well, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Decade.
Right, that's right. how many copies of that sold now?
All of them.
Oh, okay. How many?
I don't know.
It's over a million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So there's none left in the garage.
There's none left in the garage.
All gone.
All arable.
Adam's got an entire warehouse in Peterborough full of albums. the new one is called Keep Calm and Carry On. Why did you call it that, Kelly?
Are we turning this into a problem?
Yes.
It was just, that poster's been knocking about for a while and he was hanging up in the studio. It was an old World War II propaganda poster, which we stole.
That's right.
Yes.
You stole it.
It was apt, let's say.
Nice. So, me and Dave are going to make this album.
Yes.
What do we do first?
Make the album.
Right. Yeah, obviously. But we're going to...
Do the photos first.
We're doing the
photos today.
Album cover today.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
the album cover? What's the album called?
Do you want me to show it to you?
Mm. Yeah. What's it called?
It's called the Parody Album.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty.
You're not allowed to say what the cover will be.
Okay.
So you need to check with lawyers. But
show it to me.
That's a mock-up of what it'll be. Do you see what I've done there?
I see what you're doing.
Because
it's
like, you see.
I see what
you're doing,
isn't it? I see where you're going with that.
But there were some other ones.
Yeah.
That one.
I prefer that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's more. I think that's more recognisable.
That one.
Well, that's pretty recognisable.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah. Then. That's an Abbey Road one. And then there was that one.
I'd go with the second one.
Really?
I know you're not going to.
It's a bit late now, isn't it?
Well, do you know what? You know why?
I think it's.
You know why I'm going with that one?
But then again, they were both pretty big albums, weren't they?
Big, yeah.
That's big one. It's a big one.
So, woohoo! Sorry about that for those job people who weren't watching.
Job for the boys, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Matt, who did the notes on Kelly?
I did.
Right. I always get notes on the guests. And what they do is.
Notice?
What?
Notice, what does that mean?
No, oh, notes. I always get notes. Notes, little notes about the guest.
Right, okay.
For the interview. And they always put a picture.
Yeah?
In. Which is nice. Like Dizzy Rascal was in earlier, so the picture was a picture of me and Dizzy.
Yes.
There you go, look. Which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
However, for your notes, it's not a picture of you and me.
Yeah?
I don't know who you're with, actually, but you probably remember this. Did Dave show him the picture?
Well, it looks. Look.
Oh, right, yeah.
Picture of you being forcibly removed from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice night, yeah.
Now, what night was that? Was that after the Brits? Or was that after the...
After the Vodafone Award.
That's right,
fiasco.
Yeah. There was a shot of Kelly leaving with the fellas...
I wouldn't say leaving.
He's giving you a neck hug.
No, that's, yeah. It's not a voluntary leaving.
No, he's a big fella.
Yeah. It was a misunderstanding, though.
It was a big misunderstanding, yeah, that resulted in surgery. But he looks all right now.
He didn't have surgery.
He's all right. Yeah, and that was a big night there.
See, Kelly's a very calm man, not like Dizzy Rascal, who's just full of rage. Kelly's very laid back, you see, from the valleys. And he's only, he rocks out when he's on the stage, but after that, he's just a cup of tea. anyway, look, the new single is out on the 9th of November. Make a note, pre-order it. And the new album is out on the 16th of November.
Yeah.
Which is literally a week later.
The race is on.
On what, between me and you?
On albums.
See you in the charts.
That's right. Hey. See you in the top 10. We'll wave at you as we pass you going up the chart.
Bye-bye.
It's all right, I'll have one on both, won't I?
Well, that's true, yeah. Yeah. Well, you will.
Be all right. Be a good Christmas. For you.
Well, let's see. It's not, seriously. When you see this deal, it's not about money.
Really?
It's
about love.
It's really not about money.
You were telling me a few weeks ago it was about money.
No, it's certainly not about money now. If I was to tell you what the budget is for recording the album, you would not believe it. Anyway, that's another conversation I'm going to have today. So, gig tonight?
Gig tonight.
Do you know what you're opening with?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Now we're going to open with a couple of new ones, and then we're going to go into...
Don't bore everyone with the new stuff.
The Bartender and the Thief.
Don't bore everyone with too much new stuff. You've got to shake it up a bit.
It won't be boring.
No, it won't be boring, but you know what I mean. There's another song you don't know. It's one of them.
It's not one of them.
Right.
Okay. I don't like those gigs myself.
Right.
Terrible.
No.
Mm. Awful.
Just got to sprinkle them across.
Sprinkle them across.
Yeah, sprinkle them across
a
sea of hits.
Exactly. Will you be playing Thousand Trees?
We will.
That's my favourite.
Thousand Trees.
Playing them all. They're all
good.
You coming down?
Tonight?
Yes.
I don't, honestly, what time are you on?
9?
No, it's quite late.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know me, I don't like...
I know, you don't like going out late the night before the show, do you? How did you manage to drive that car the other night?
I didn't, I wasn't driving.
You were in the morning, though.
No, I wasn't. I got picked up and then driving later. So I wasn't drunk, I wasn't even drinking.
Right.
Says you can even make it out on Saturday night, you big lightweight.
Well, no point, you know, people are going at 12 o'clock.
Stop your mention.
Kelly, it's not big and it's not clever.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Stop showing off.
Mm. I wasn't showing off.
Stop showing off.
What was
seriously? You're 42 years old. Just back it in.
Hang on, no, son.
What was that guitar doing, by the way, in the live lounge? Who's is that?
That's Gemma James, who works upstairs. She's a bit obsessed with Kelly, so she asked me to sign it for
her. All right.
You sign it?
Or? No, not me. Kelly.
He doesn't want him to sign it, does he?
Yes.
Everybody sign it.
Where is it now?
It's through there.
Bring it in. Let's play.
Okay. It needs to be tuned.
I'll tune it.
You don't know how.
All right.
He knows everything.
You can do it, can you?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'll give it to Dominic.
Can you tune it?
Hey?
Can you tune it?
Yeah, I can. No.
Are you going to play a song for us? There's an app for your iPhone where you can tune your guitar.
If I play Bank Holiday Monday for you, you do your new words.
Yeah.
Well, that's just giving away what bloody track we're doing.
I just realised. <that, yeah.
laughs> Kelly, it's a secret.
Shh. We can rewind, can't we? Oh,
Sky Plus. People who give away stuff on the radio, isn't it embarrassing?
They just hate that, Dave.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do you want me to? I'm just pleased it was him, not me, actually.
By the way, tomorrow there's an announcement for Electric Proms if you want to say anything about it.
You going to play, you?
It sounds good already.
Oh, it's really badly tuned.
Well, I can tune it for you.
We haven't got time.
Yeah, it's not tuned. Yeah, sorry about it. I was going to do your big number, but it's not tuned properly.
Kelly will tune it.
I'll tune it for you if you want to.
Go on, give it Kelly. He'll tune it for you.
You can do a song.
I tried, but it's not tuned. What can I tell you? It's out of tune. It's not me. My fingers are in tune.
I know, they were in tune.
That guitar certainly isn't in tune.
Do you want me to tune it for you?
Yeah. You play the guitar, don't you?
I'll play, you sing.
Okay. What do you want me to sing?
Oh.
So is that me again? Move the microphone down a little bit nearer, Dave. That's it. There we go. You ready? What do you want to sing a song about?
I don't know. What do you want to sing?
I'll make something up.
I'll see you soon.
That's what I just said. It's out of tune. I tell you what. Let's tune it up during the record rather than do the whole thing on the air. Did you hear that Kelly Jones interview on Radio 1 today? Yeah, they tuned a guitar for 45 minutes. Plug the album, went home. Right, the new song from Stereophonics, we just played. It's called Innocent and it's out on the 9th of November. Keep Calm and Carry On is the album out on the 16th of November. 9th and 16th of November, they're the dates. Right? Good. All right. Tunes. Deadmau5, not Deadmau5. It's Deadmau5. It's called Ghosts and Stuff. Have you tuned this guitar or what?
What do you want to play?
Well,
yes.
Oh, is it a request? Oh, can you do Lucky Man? I love that. Lucky Man.
No, I didn't do that.
I'm a lucky man. Drugs don't hurt. You can do that one.
Drugs don't hurt.
Yeah.
Drugs don't work.
Whatever. That one.
No, I don't do that one either.
What else? Can you do Everybody Hurts?
I love that one. That's good. I can do that one.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
All right. That's obviously a different version to what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the easiest Stereophonics track to play on guitar? Take your time.
Trump's First?
I don't know that one.
I love that one.
What one do you know then?
I know like all the Dakota? Singles. Dakota, yeah.
Trump's First? Dakota?
Yes.
Do you want to sing that?
I'm trying to find some lyrics, hang on. Some about coffee juice or something. I don't know the words, do I?
What do you know the words to?
I'm not gonna have a look. I'm gonna try and find some words, yeah.
Bank Holiday Monday?
No, that's hard to sing, trust me. And you gotta take it down a key.
Yeah.
Stereophonics, right.
I like this Stereophonics karaoke. This is good.
Do you like that?
Yeah. You ready?
Bartender
Dave. Whoa, just stop shouting. I need to get the lyrics. I need to get Stereophonics. Which one's that?
I don't know.
Okay. What's a nice slow one?
Traffic.
Traffic. What album's that?
Huh?
What album's that?
First one.
What's that?
We'll Guess Around.
That's what, I knew that one.
Oh, do you know what I'm doing?
Yeah, that's got 1,000 trees on it.
That's the one.
Let's do Traffic then.
That's the same as Dakota, just a bit.
We all face the same way. Still it takes all day. Take a look at my left. Think all the words in the veil.
Sound like you're in pain.
What?
I thought that was sounding all right.
Not bad, though. Not bad.
Do you know what you can you do, Dave? What do you like?
A Thousand Trees.
A Thousand Trees? Can you play that? Dakota again.
Don't go past the third fret.
You got it, Dave?
Hang on.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, running over here and the ladies as the rumors start to fly. You hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe store. Every corner turned around. It started with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mom and dad. Told her she was playing in the change room. The local football side said, tell us again, should I tell them again? Tell us the truth, they find out how to believe, cause it's hard to see me.
Lyrics are weird.
It only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match.
Got
to burn a thousand trees.
Oh, I should come to this gig tonight.
You should come to this gig.
I enjoyed that.
Well done. It's good, though.
So not only has Gemma had her guitar signed, but she's now had it played by Kelly on National Radio 1.
See?
What a treat for everybody.
Mm.
What a treat. See, he's like one of these. You get him on a guitar, the guy can't stop.
You pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, kind of like to me. Well, that was all over the place. You messed that up there. Anyway, look, we better let you go.
Yeah.
Callie Jones and the Stereophonics have their new single. Well done, man. It's nice.
Thank you very much.
For those of you who haven't heard it, this is the new song called Innocent. Comes out on the 9th of November. The album comes out on the 16th. So check it out.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, see you tomorrow night for football.
Cheers,
have a great gig tonight. Kelly Jones, everybody.